You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
A church that will live and a church that thrives is those that develop leaders. A legacy church, remember where it comes from. You can say that church has legacy. It knows where it comes from. Before we build the future, we must honor the faithfulness of God in the past. That's why Psalms 78 and verse 4 says, tell of what God has done. Tell how God has brought you from. Tell when there was only one person coming. Tell of the goodness of God. Tell of those poor service. Tell of when you cry out before God and you see God. A church that goes through rough time. A church that goes through hardship. A church that withstood persecution. You said the church is not persecuted. Yes, it's persecuted. Man, churches talk about. You do something and boy, it will be all over. I told you about those people. Do something good in the church and nobody talk about it. But do something that's bad and everybody talk about it. The Bible tells us Joshua is the right-hand man of Moses. Joshua and Moses. Joshua inherits something Moses had spent decades building. Joshua and Moses, they didn't fight. Joshua wasn't fighting Moses. It's my time to lead. Step over there. But Joshua was a servant to Moses. He learned from Moses. He watched Moses. Moses died, and Joshua was in mourning for weeks. And God got to come to him and says, Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. But Moses leave a legacy. Moses taught you well. Now you take the mantle. You take the people over in the promised land. Joshua expect Moses to do it, but it wasn't Moses to do it, it was Joshua to do it. But Moses did his job by training Joshua. That's a legacy church. When people die, the church don't die. When people die, the church don't die. The church continues because the church is not only for the people that is in there, but for the people that is coming. So that's why God called us to build the next generation. That's why God called us to change our name. We didn't just change our name just because one day we dream. Let's change our name. No, says celebration did its thing. Celebration developed leaders. You hear me? Celebration was only what? One chapter in the story. But there's a brand new chapter to be written. And that's to be written by Living Word. By a congregation of people that we're going to reach. You remember the prophetic word he gave us. He says, no man can put new wine into old wineskin because the new wine that goes into old wineskin will ruin it. He didn't say the old wineskin was good. It says there's the opposite. The new wine is too strong because the old wineskin worked enough. Sometimes we misunderstood. No man put new wine into old wine skin. We think the old wine skin are bad. No, it was one time new, but now it become what? Old. So it says new wine goes into new wine skin and they both preserve. We had to make Living Word a place for the young, for the middle age, and for the old. Everyone is needed. Everyone has a role to play. A legacy church, remember where it comes from. Because the old can tell you. You don't, child, let me tell you. Let me tell you how it works. It doesn't go like that. And then the young people says, give me your phone. Let me show you how that works. Isn't that cool? You got your phone and you're fooling around with it and you can't get it work. And doesn't that little 5-year-old, 6-year-old say, give me that phone. Grandma, let me show you how this thing works. We both have something to give. We have to open up the old ideas. But there's also new ideas. A legacy church passed the faith to the next generation. The gospel remained the same. Jesus is the same yesterday and today. The blood of Jesus is the same. We don't water the gospel down. We change the method, but the gospel remains the same. Sin is sin. Doesn't matter if you're 9 or you're 10 or you're 20 or you're 50 or you're 70. Sin is sin. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is good. We must show them why we believe. We must show them why we worship. We must show them why we serve. We must show them why holiness matters. Why God's word matters. One thing with this younger generation right now, they don't want you to tell them, they want you to show them. They hear a lot of stories, but they want to see evidence. And it's time for us to produce the evidence that God is who we say he is. We got to show that. We have a responsibility to pass the faith on. We have a responsibility to make sure that God is. And when we say God is, we mean God is. Hallelujah. God is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. A legacy church built bridges, not barriers. That leave a legacy must become a bridge between generations. You can build barriers. Oh, I have good news, man, to tell people. I can tell you straight. If your church is a legacy church, it builds bridges where everyone, black, white, Hispanic, or whoever they are, Chinese, can enter into that house and feel welcome. It's God's house. If it's God's house, then everyone is welcome. If it's your house, then something different. Come on, let me talk here this morning. Because we got to get rid of all this nonsense, what we call church. Well, it's your house. You tell who can come. You tell who you're going to be accepted in there. But if it's God's house, he says, whosoever, whosoever, whosoever. The last time I looked, when it's God's house, it's whosoever. When it's my house, it's who I want to. Teaching God this morning. I'm teaching God. Because we got to cut the nonsense out. Because we think, you know, sometimes if we're so deceived that we think we're doing good. I went to church Sunday. It's like a big deal. Oh, I was at church Sunday. So what? It's in there. Nothing comes up, goes over. We worship like this. I remember the last person who told Jesus that. The woman at the well. He says, are you telling me that you're greater than our father Jacob who worship? Because we worship like this. We go up to the mountain to worship. Jesus said, woman, the time has come that you never worship there or there. Because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. A legacy church raises leaders, not just attenders. Jesus wasn't interested about the thousands of people that follow him. Jesus was interested about the leaders. If you notice that, Jesus spent time raising what? Leaders. Because when he's gone, the leaders carried on. People come and people go. People will always come and people will always go. Sometimes people look better going. I got to put that in there. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Look at that. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Are you having a good time learning the word of God? Amen. So let's read it. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others. So that's what God wants. That the church develop people in here. Living word people. We are what? We are living word. Who are we? Living word. We have the word inside of us. The word live in us. So we can develop others. They can teach. They can go out and says, this is the way, walk therein. A legacy church serves beyond its four walls. We had to get out from the four walls. Wherever you go, you serve. You should take God with you. A church cannot leave a legacy if the community does not feel its presence. A church cannot leave a legacy if the community don't feel its presence. This is my beef. When the pastor retired, the church died. He can't serve no more, and the church died. The pastor died, and the church died also. I'm talking history here. How many church was good when the pastor was alive, but no, he died and the church is gone. You know why? Because he never developed nobody. There was no Joshua in there. You know why? Because there was no Elisha. Because Elijah developed Elisha. And I can go on and on. Paul developed Timothy. Where are those people? They all sit here. The Joshua is in here. Elisha is in here. Timothy is in here. They're alive. My job is to make sure that you guys don't just come to church on Sunday, but you are the church. A legacy church invests in the next generation. A legacy church invests in the next generation. We will invest. When we gone, we have something leave for them to carry on. When our eyes is closed, they can pick up the mantle. Make room for them. Amen. We make room for them. We make them feel this is their house. Yeah. This is the house of God.
It's your breath in our lungs.
Let it be reality.
We pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
Sing it.
Great are you, Lord.
Let's worship him.
Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 a.m. WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville,